Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris, are you among the workers who are being sequestered within the region for National Grid?
That's correct. I'm also sequestered. The captain's on board with the ship with the with all the crew.
Okay, so Chris, when people hear the word sequester, I guess a lot of people would be wanting to know what exactly that's going to be meaning for a lot of the workers within the region who are sequestered for National Grid.
Good question. So what it means is our people came in about a week and a half ago. They will be within a specific part of the facilities that's sectioned off of them, and nobody else can enter that part of the facilities, and my people cannot exit that part of the facility. So they are here 24/7 around the clock. We got two waves of teams that are going to rotate every month or so until this thing is over.
So why are you guys doing this?
National Grid leadership recognized early on that the virus was going to be a pretty major issue. And this is a very highly technical, highly specialized team of individuals that work for me. And if we lost a certain amount of the team, we would not be able to function. So we have to bring them in and keep them safe and keep the lights on.
This is a very... I don't want to use the word extreme because it makes sense given that electricity is such an important utility for people to have. And of course, all these guys and girls that work with you guys, they have families of their own back home. What's being done, I guess, to, help smooth out what would normally be they do their 9-to-5 shift or whatever their shift is and then go home? What's being done to accommodate their home lives?
So certainly in this situation, they're not going home. We have enough here to keep the guys busy and entertained when they're off shift. And we're utilizing FaceTime quite a bit so they can keep in touch with their families. And on the outside, we have a team of people that are on the outside, and we pull them together. And what they're doing is they're helping out with wives and family members on the outside for any particular needs that they need.
Can you say how many people are being sequestered for National Grid?
Go ahead, Dave.
It's around 200, and that covers electricity and gas throughout our entire service territory, which stretches from Buffalo to Massachusetts and Rhode Island and upstate and downstate New York. I can get the number of customers, too. I want to say the number of customers is, to ensure 20 million people that we serve continue to have their safe, reliable electricity service so that they don't have to worry about, just like you said, they don't have to worry about the ability to turn on their lights and, well, you know, they have other things to worry about. We have, Chris will tell you about all the hospitals we're working with and all the other customers we work with every day to make sure they have everything they need. And that's just even more critical given the nature of things in the world these days.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. It's not just a matter of keeping the lights on at home for our regular customers, which is certainly important because people have nothing else to do. Everybody's locked in their house, right? But it's also the hospitals that need the power, the 911 facilities, the manufacturing plants that are putting out hand sanitizer, face masks. Tesla up here in Buffalo retooled their factory to make ventilators, and it's important to keep all that moving.
Does it make
Chris? It might be helpful. I'm sorry. It might be helpful for Mike. You gave an analogy earlier, Chris, about what it is these guys, the staff does. Like, you likened it to air traffic controller, an air traffic controller type position. I wonder if maybe that would help provide a little bit of context too.
Sure. And so what I liken it to is, as if you picture an air traffic controller, this job is very similar in the sense that rather than distributing how planes are moving around, and we're moving electricity around in a similar kind of way. And what we do is, as the electricity is transmitted into the general region, we distribute it out to the customers. We control the flow of electricity, and if there's any issues with the flow, or if there's power lines come down or a dangerous situation arises, we isolate those situations. We make it safe for the general public. We make it safe for our employees to work. And at the same time, we route the power around the issue to keep the lights on.
Chris, if I can go back to the worker perspective, if you can just kind of run through, I guess, what their days would typically be like. They, you know, for the start of the day, I mean, would they go to work? Do they actually physically leave wherever they're being sequestered from, or is it, you know, to go out and fix the poles or something, the transformers that are being busted, or is it strictly, I guess, how would you characterize their day from start to finish?
So this group, again, just to go back to the analogy of the airline workers, picture the guys in the traffic control tower. This is pretty much a similar job. So our guys do not go out in the field and actually make repairs to transformers. Or what we do is we have all the systems here. We can watch the entire electrical system, and we direct field crews to go make those repairs and to move the power around the issue. So for now, while our people are being sequestered, it's a complete sequester inside a zone that we created in our building and part of the outdoor section of our building. It's all been fenced off, and nobody in, nobody out. It's me and the team in here, and we don't have contact with the outside world, which is what's going to keep us from picking up the virus and keeping us working. Typical day is the guys are on 12-hour shifts. We do have a day shift and a night shift, and you know, they work as normal during their shift, and then when they're off shift, they get some time to spend alone. We set up some rooms for media and some rooms where they can just relax, and they are sleeping here on the premises. We have RVs set up for them to get rested.
So how are these guys getting essentials such as groceries? If nobody's going in, nobody's going out, how are they getting food?
Yes, good question. We have a method set up. We do have a catering company that's sequestered in with us. We have a few mechanics and a couple of specialists that have also been sequestered in with us to take care of the food and other facility needs that that may arise. So there is a truck that was brought in with several weeks worth of food, and we do have a method to get stuff in and out by sanitizing it and leaving it in a room for a period of time. And you know, somebody goes in with PPE, sanitizes what needs to come in, and we go from there. We have a method of getting materials in and out safely as needed.
And did you say that the guys are being sequestered for 2 months at a time?
We're looking at about a month per team at this stage. Nothing is set in stone at the moment, though. This could go on. This started off as a sprint because it was quite an effort to get us to this point about a week and a few days ago. And it's a sprint leading into a marathon. So it seems like this is going to go on for quite some time. And we're in it to win it. We're going to do what it takes to keep power flowing.
Obviously, it's a lot of work that goes into what those guys do. Like you said earlier, it's a highly specialized job to be able to coordinate all the electricity and where it's going, all these places. I mean, generally speaking, you know, we've been in this now for, what, 2-3 weeks? You said that March 23rd was the first day for these guys. How are they holding up right now?
Yep, it's been about a week and a half. I think we're coming up on 2 weeks from March 23rd. And I'll tell you, the guys are doing great. Morale is very good. We've been bonding very well, and I'm quite happy with what I'm seeing around here. I got a great team. A shout out to my team. They're very good employees, very capable people, and things are going very well so far.
Does Does it make your guys' job easier or harder knowing that, you know, in this strange time that we're in, everybody is home and, you know, everyone's using power within their home and hospitals are more busy now than they probably have ever been in recent memory? Does it make your guys' job easier or harder?
This is something that we do every day, you know, so we're always supplying electricity to the hospitals, and there's always intense stuff going on in hospitals, whether it be operations or emergencies or what have you. So it's something that we talk about all the time, and certainly at this time we recognize how important it is to keep the hospitals in power as this thing ramps up, and it doesn't make it any more difficult. These guys are an A team of people, and they're on their game.
How long do you guys think you can do this for?
I think we can do it as long as it takes. I'm expecting 2-4 months range, but if it takes longer, we're going to take care of it.
All right. Hey, Chris, I think that's just about everything here in this interview. Is there anything else you wanted the public to know about what you guys are doing to ensure that everyone's still got power?
Yeah, great. Thank you, Mike. Again, I just want to give a shout-out to the National Grid leadership team for getting ahead of this. A lot of companies are starting to move in that direction now, and we were there early on, so appreciate what they did for that. And my team, when we told them that this was happening, everybody jumped on board, and they're doing a great job, and I want to thank everybody on my team for doing what they do every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.